Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. The purpose of World Ocean Radio is to inform our listeners about the astonishing complexity of an ocean system that covers over 70% of the Earth's surface and impacts our lives in myriad ways. But what these programs also do is amplify how little we actually know about that ocean, how wide and deep is our ignorance of the depth and dimension of marine life that exists there beyond the present limit of our understanding. Over the past decade, from 2000 to 2010, however, there's been an extraordinary scientific effort directed at that gap in our knowledge, the Census of Marine Life, a $650 million scientific research and outreach program undertaken by more than 2,700 scientists, supported by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation and over 500 other institutes and donors from more than 80 countries. This year, in a final report, Scientific Results to Support the Sustainable Use and Conservation of Marine Life, the Census outlined its achievements as follows. Established a baseline of marine life diversity, distribution, and abundance against which future change can be measured. Aggregated as of January 2011, more than 30 million species-level records obtained before and outside the Census and added millions more from its own fieldwork, including 1,200 newly discovered and described species. Another 5,000 or more await formal description. Created the Ocean Biogeographical Information System, the world's largest online repository of georeferenced data, which nations can use to develop national and regional assessments and to meet their obligations to the Convention on Biological Diversity and other international commitments. Mapped migration routes and breeding areas that can be used to protect animals' oceanic transit routes. Identified well-explored areas and those where further exploration is warranted. Showed, through studies of environmental history, that some marine habitats and living resources have been impacted by humans for thousands of years, with protection recovery is slow but possible. Coastal and enclosed seas are the most impacted. Determined that past impacts in the deep sea were mainly from disposal of waste and litter. Today, fisheries, hydrocarbons, and mineral extraction have the greatest impact. In the future, climate change is predicted to have the greatest impact. Collaborated with the Encyclopedia of Life to combine 90,000 marine species pages and continues to serve as the marine component of the Global Biodiversity Information Facility. Supported the World Register of Marine Species, which confirmed that, excluding microbes, approximately 250,000 valid marine species have been formally described in the scientific literature, with an estimated of at least 750,000 more species remaining to be described. Built individual, institutional, national, and regional capacity. Through its young alumni, the Census will contribute to marine life knowledge for decades to come. Think about these numbers, these achievements, and the work that remains to be done. Think about them in the context of what we think we know about the terrestrial environment. Think about them as the opening to a body of knowledge about life on Earth that is almost incomprehensible in its scope and lies before us with vast implication for lives and livelihood. The Census of Marine Life may be the single most important cooperative, coordinated global scientific inquiry ever undertaken. As such, it merits further exposure and awareness of its accomplishments and the necessity for its future. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.